Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Well, hey there, everybody. Welcome in to Sports Daily. We are glad to have you with us here on a Friday, TGIF. We're getting you ready for the football weekend, and we'll have the full cast. Jacob Albrecht here alongside TJ Cleland, Max Power. In producing, he's got your hotline at 869-1240. We've got your video streams at Facebook, YouTube, X. You can also get in touch with the program there. Thanks for watching us on the 12 News Connected app. Thanks for watching us and listening to us, I should say, on the Odyssey app. Glad to be here with you. We will make picks in the second hour. We'll get to Thursday Night Football. It's all coming to you, and it's all brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, featuring a hot link sandwich, split seared and served with a split top bun. Chips, a drink for only $9, perfect for lunch. Hot link sandwich now available at Wichita Brewing Company. Pizza and beer made here. TJ, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. We're awake. We're doing the thing. We're talking about the football. Going to be an awesome Saturday. Going to be an awesome Friday. Lots to talk about. Coffee's brewing. We'll get it down here in a second. And then we'll talk some ball.
See, you screwed it up. One day
I messed it up. I know.
One day in, you screw it up. You should... Man, you can't have it. You should have been drinking coffee for 10 minutes now.
Can't do it.
Thanks to Prairie Fire Coffee for keeping us fueled up each and every day, by the way, here on KFH. We have a lot of good stuff coming for you. We will get to Thursday Night Football. We will get to, because it matters, right? The Ravens are on a 2-game win streak and are the favorites to win their division, even though last week was the first time they'd won a game in a long time. We'll talk about it. And the Dolphins may be done. How much longer are they going to let this drag out, I guess, if you will? But we'll have that. We'll give you some final thoughts, of course, on Chiefs Bills. We'll get you all the previews because we've got to pick them. We'll have everybody in the second hour, and then we will get you ready for high school football, which, of course, coverage here on Sports Daily of high school football, brought to you by Zintex Remodeling Group. Remodel your bathroom, little as one day, Zintex Remodeling Group, Zintex.com. We'll get to all of that throughout the show today. But TJ, come on now. We're burying the lead here. We're making money. Okay? You had every opportunity. I don't know what the deal is. I laid it out there for you yesterday on the first touchdown. The streak continues, and we're living large right now. You know? Mark Andrews, first touchdown last night.
I mean, you're like 6 for 10.
At least. It's been crazy. It's been wild on these things. And you can't ever let a heater rest, right? You got to keep feeding that bad boy because it's going to come crashing down at some point. But for now, it's not. And most of the time, the logic has been simple. Quarterbacks and tight ends in primetime games. I don't know what it is, but it just continues. We've now hit a bunch of them. You did not tail, correct?
Nope.
Why? I don't know what to tell you here.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Well, congrats to everybody who tailed. The other crazy thing about these, it's not that they're hit, which is great. They're hitting. It's great. They'd be good payouts. The thing that has made them so absurd for me is because of a specific promo on one of the apps, I bet way more on it than I ever bet on anything. And that's the one that keeps hitting. So we're doing good here. We're doing good this season. It's basically making up for all the other misses that it is. It makes you feel good when you look and the account has grown despite the fact that I was so close to hitting a couple more last night too. I needed three catches from Andrews. He only catches two. They're both touchdowns. How about that? Early in the game, doesn't catch ball the rest of the way. And I would have made more money. And the over didn't hit would have been a separate bet making more money. But that was a good game. It was a good game to make money. Hopefully people did. Man, it's
you're at the point right now where I think you have a better hit rate on things that are 10-1 than 1-1.
I never bet anything that's 1-1. I don't bet enough money. Like I get bored with that. Like if I was betting big amounts, I'd bet that, but I don't. So I bet small amounts on like same game parlays and that kind of stuff to bring up there to make it more fun. And they're sucker bets. I'm fully acknowledge and understand that they're sucker bets. I have no qualms with that. But yeah, those are about the only time I make a single bet usually are these first touchdowns. And they've been and this is all going to come crashing down. I know it is now that we're talking about it, but it didn't last night and we've been talking about it. And Andrews hits at 14-1. 14-1 on that Andrews hit. That's the other thing, too. Like, when you're taking quarterbacks and tight ends, typically you're getting great odds. You know, we told you we hedged with Kareem Hunt the other night just because it made too much sense, but only because he was at 15-1. The only reason I hedged with Lamar last night is because he was still at 10-1. Lamar Jackson was at 10-1. So, you know, here we go. We're having fun with it. I'm not going to do it now, I don't think, for Sunday night football. Who's even playing Sunday? I can't give the people what they want. That's Monday night football.
Yeah.
And that will get interesting because those are two of the best tight ends. Their odds will be suppressed a little bit, but you have at least one quarterback in that game that does like to run around a little bit. Kyler Murray, if he plays. Sunday night
Seahawks
football.
Commanders.
Seahawks Commanders. Oh, boy. That is a tricky one.
Zach Ertz.
Yeah, I went with Ertz whenever that was. When did they play in primetime?
Recently. Monday?
Yeah.
Monday against the Chiefs?
Oh, no, we went with Hurt. Yeah, that's the one we went with Ertz and hedged with Hunt. Yeah. They also played the Bears in primetime not too long ago, but I went to the other game. Not that. No, that was the game I got Caleb Williams is what it was. It was the game I got Caleb Williams in on the first touchdown. I don't know on that one. I'll have to think about that a little bit. I don't even know who the Seahawks tight end of choice is. Barner. That might be an option. We'll take a look, but I can't give that to you now. I'm not going to do that. Maybe I'll remember to put it out on Twitter. You can check there. No promises.
Well, we're that kind of show now, giving out financial advice, betting advice.
Yeah, no, I would never do that. That's why I'm always leery to do it, but it's been a fun one. It's been a fun one to follow. It was a good Thursday night football game.
Get into it.
What's that?
We're the new Dave Ramsey show on KFH.
Yeah, Dave. Great investment advice. My only betting investment advice to people is just don't bet very much money. Like you will have as much fun and enjoyment betting $5 and $10 as you will $100. In my experience, anyway. When you start to bet big amounts, it sucks, kind of, because now you're nervous about losing. Don't ever bet more than you're afraid to lose. That's my – whether you're betting games or playing craps or whatever it is, just, like, use an amount of money that you're not going to, like, vomit over if you lose it. That's the only advice I ever have to people. Like, it's fun. Enjoy the game of it. Like, betting football dollars is still a blast. So have fun with it. It's not a money-making venture. Casinos are big and shiny for a reason. Like, you're not going to make money, but you can have fun doing it. And hopefully everybody does or doesn't. It's your own choice. But we did last night with Mark Andrews. Thank you, Mark Andrews, for that first touchdown. That was good stuff. I did what was funny, TJ, quick shout out to Crestview Country Club for the Boo Bash. which was a lot of fun, by the way. If you are a Crestview member and you didn't go, or you have kids, like, it was really good. They did a great job. They had a great buffet, had fun games. My son, my six-year-old son, nobody's karaoke in TJ. Nobody. Guess who gets up there first and rips out a version of Thriller? My six-year-old son. I was so damn proud. Like, that was a huge proud dad moment. But a great event at Crestview. Give them a call. They have events all the time. The folks from the Wine Night were kind of migrating over. It was a blast. But I was there, so I was getting all these texts, including from you, that Andrew's hit. That was pretty fun. All right, we'll come back. Let's talk Thursday Night Football. Are the Ravens all the way back here? Should we be worried? They were my Super Bowl pick. Let's talk about it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders, available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
The commercials are over.
Yo, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
You can't count on much. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 9 matchup between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. That'll be on 12 News this weekend. A lot of folks out there, hopefully you're watching the local channels, because if you're a YouTube TV subscriber, you just lost ESPN. That has happened now. I just got the email last night, so you can't get the ESPN channels on your YouTube TV. If I am a subscriber, here's the issue that I have that I don't know the answer to yet. Like, if I'm a subscriber to YouTube TV, I'm pretty sure when I go to ESPN, like, I get some of the programming through the YouTube TV subscription, right? Like, through the ESPN app. So I don't know really what to do yet. Hopefully they just get this worked out, but we're coming up on a college football Saturday. And that's going to be a big problem for a lot of people out there. But the good news is you can still get your local channels like 12 News. You can still watch Chiefs Bills on 12 News. Even if you don't have any subscription, you can get those over the air, which is always a lot of fun. All right. We are back here on this day. The Ravens and the Dolphins finish up their game, and it's a Ravens blowout, and they flex Lamar Jackson. So they get their win last week. They don't even have Lamar Jackson. And it's like, okay, they kind of needed that one. They kind of needed that one. Now they come in with Lamar back, and they didn't even have to run him much, which was a great development in that game for them. And it was interesting because the game probably should have been a little bit closer. Miami couldn't get one in the end zone. You know, it was 14-6, could have been worse. And then in the second half, all of a sudden the Ravens score two quick touchdowns, and then just sort of, it didn't let off the gas, but it was clearly going to be enough. And then they turned over Miami a couple of times, and they get the win. Lamar Jackson threw four touchdown passes. I got to tell you, like, there aren't many players that if you remove, like, we got a firsthand example of how much Lamar Jackson means to this team. Lamar Jackson gets in here and just, it's a totally different team versus watching this team with Cooper Rush. I mean, they did get the win without him last week, but my goodness, like, to go from what they were without him to what they are with him, is, if we want to talk about valuable players, it's absolutely wild how much better that team is with him. And so they get this win, and now all the questions are they back? Well, I think the answer to that question is 100% they are, quote unquote, back. And now all of a sudden, you've got this team that is, again, one of the best teams in football that's going to be sitting there with a 3-5 record. Now, they don't have a ton of wiggle room right now, but the reality is at 3-5, they're only a game and a half out of first place right now to Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh's about to play Indianapolis. But the Ravens in all of this have been so fortunate the way that their division has played out. But TJ, like, I put this team in the Super Bowl. If they can play that kind of defense, I'll put them right back there. Like, this is the team that scares me the most for as it concerns the Chiefs.
I agree wholeheartedly with everything that you said over the last 2 minutes. I was listening intently to pull back the curtain there. My computer just for some reason just turned itself off, so I had to go run and grab my laptop. But yeah, Ravens. I was a bit surprised, you know, that they are the favorites already heading into this week, that the trust was already put right back after what we've seen, because it felt like they were obviously really beat up, but I felt like there was more issues than just, you know, the injuries. But I think I might be wrong about that, because I think that they just lost a lot of key guys, and I think that they're finally getting everybody
back. They did, but I mean, when you look at something like that, like, Lamar is as valuable. Lamar is so flipping good. I mean, he was doing whatever he wanted last night. And Miami's not some juggernaut defense. They're not, but they've been decent against the pass this year. I just like, it's a quick reminder of if this team can figure it out defensively, like they did a year ago as the season went on. Remember last year, they were one of the worst defenses in football too. And then by the end of the year, they were really good defensively. And they were Andrew's mistake away from advancing in the playoffs. So like they're really good. It's not going to go through Baltimore. I'm not sure it's going to go through Kansas City either this year. So you've got these two teams to me that would be my two favorites to win the Super Bowl, Baltimore and Kansas City. And they're going to play road playoff games this year. Almost certainly going to play road playoff games this year. The Chiefs, they've got a little more wiggle room perhaps, but their schedule, as we've talked about, is an absolute nightmare. The Ravens' schedule is not. The Ravens' schedule is very soft. That's why the odds makers, even before last night, have had them remain the favorite to win that division for a long time. They're very good, though, and Lamar is as good a player as we have in this league, and he should have been the MVP last year, and he looks like, I mean, he's coming right back from injury, but in the games we've seen him this year, he hasn't skipped a beat. He has been fantastic, and all of a sudden, Derrick Henry is wildly dangerous again, right? When a team can't load up against him, he did a lot of Derrick Henry things last night, wears him down, and then by the end of the game, he's breaking off huge chunk plays in the run game. Like that's vintage Derrick Henry. And all of a sudden, he ends the game with 119 yards.
Yeah.
That's what he does. Like, they wear you out, and then in the fourth quarter, Henry's going to have just massive chunk plays.
Yeah. Let's flip the table here. What's going on with the Dolphins? Like, how bad are they? Are they the worst team
in
football?
They're pretty bad. No. I don't think they're the worst team in football.
There's been talks.
No, I don't think they're. If Miami and Tennessee played right now, Miami would probably be favored by a touchdown. They're not the worst team in football. They're
bottom five.
They're bottom five, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. They are the most glaring team to make a coaching change. It doesn't feel like they're very interested anymore in the McDonald experiment.
McDaniel.
McDaniel experiment, McDonald, no offense to McDonald in Seattle, but they just kind of seem disinterested in it, you know, and Tua's kind of been saying things like that probably when he shouldn't have, but he has. Tua is an interesting quarterback. He's good if everything around him is correct, right? Like if he has a good line and all his weapons and he's got the time to distribute the ball, he's a good distributor. But he's not an elite great quarterback in this league. And Achan's really good. Like they have these pieces. They do. They should be better than they are, I think. Even without Tyreek Hill, they should be better than they are. But they're not. And I think, you know, it's probably a coaching thing. And they're going to have to just sort of punt on this season. It'll be interesting to see what they do, though. If they stay bad, if they don't win any games, like if it spirals further out of control, they'll be in a position to take a quarterback probably. And what do you do at that point? You've committed to Tua, but would you be ready to turn the page? But because and we have to ask those questions, and they're really weird because Tua's been a pretty good player at times. But man, if you're not great at quarterback, you probably aren't doing much in this league. And right now they're not great at quarterback. So why wouldn't they do that, right? Or do you try to reload around Tua knowing that in the past he has been a good quarterback when everything's right around him, which it is not right now. I mean, they put way too much stock. If this is the Dolphins post Tyreek Hill, they put way, way too much stock in Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
An older player.
I agree. I don't think that they would take a quarterback, honestly. I don't think that this is a quarterback class that would, you know, entice them to do that when they do have Tua. I don't think you're going to draft somebody that's going to help you more than Tua can. But right now, Tua is not.
It's just like, what if the Chiefs thought that way when they had Alex Smith winning all those games? True. You know, like it's at some point, you got to take the guy. You got to take the guy. If you like
him. You got to take the guy, but I don't know if there's a guy is what I'm saying.
Would you have said Mahomes was a guy?
I mean, he's a top 10 quarterback.
Would you have said Jackson Dart was the guy? He looks kinda. Great right now. Would you have said, Bo Nix was the guy?
No.
So, like, you trust your scouting. You trust your people. It doesn't matter what you and I think about the guy. I thought Shedeur Sanders was the best quarterback of the last class. We haven't even seen him play yet. So, it doesn't really matter what we think. It matters what they think. And if they think somebody is really good sitting there, you got to do it. You have to. And then you deal with the consequences later. Green Bay thought Jordan Love was the guy. They did it. Before that, they thought Aaron Rodgers was the guy. They were right both times. Even when they had the guy, they were right. So we'll see what they do. I don't know that it's going to turn around, though. Like, the body language just isn't there. Like, every time they showed McDaniel, he looked disinterested. I mean,
true. Since the Tyreek injury, every single picture of a Dolphins player just looks like they're sad.
How much do you laugh every time we get like the capri pants jokes? Like, the whole McDaniel experience has been an interesting one. Like, the Joe Cool trying to, it reminds me a little bit of Cliff Kingsbury, except we know over time that Kingsbury is legitimately one of the best offensive minds in football. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, I don't know, maybe this is not politically correct. Sometimes you just need a big old fat guy out there coaching football. You know, you got to look the part. You got to look the part. He doesn't look the part of an NFL head coach.
He's the classic experiment of the analytics.
Dude, yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Not the dude watching on his couch, but like the dude who's just
more than that.
I know he was, but like I'm saying, like, He stands for all the ball knowers at home.
The ball knowers at home that think, oh yeah, look at this. He's going to come in and he's never going to punt. He's going to go for it on fourth down every time. Yeah, he's probably
to be fair to them. They were a playoff team a couple of years ago. They had a good team.
To be fair to him, he has had one of the top offenses in football pretty much the whole time he's been there. I think he's probably a really good coach. To be perfectly honest with you, all jokes aside, I think it's just not working there. And so, you know, he probably is not going to be a head coach again, but I think he's going to go be a coach immediately.
Have you seen all of Cliff Kingsbury? All the rumors that Chiefs people have been putting out that they're hoping that Nagy will go take an opening to be a head coach and they'll get Mike McDaniel as their offensive coordinator. And they're like, we will have the best offense football has ever seen.
That would be an interesting fit. I think he needs a little more input than Andy Reid would probably give him. Andy Reid seems to do well with his guys, like guys that have been with him sliding in. I would probably disagree with that online sentiment because McDaniel's never been with Andy Reid. Was he going to come in and change something? Yeah. He's not. So is he just going to come in and run Andy Reid's offense and help run Andy Reid's offense the most efficiently? Probably not. And that's not a knock on him. It's just kind of a reality to the way things go. But Andy Reid's going to run that offense for as long as he's there. So I think they're better off. This happens all the time. It happens with coordinators. You look at Washington staff. We mentioned Kingsbury. It's obviously happened with Kingsbury. It happened with Dan Quinn. Now, Dan Quinn ultimately had some head coaching chops that went back to a Super Bowl appearance and everything else. But Steve Spagnuolo, great example of it. It just didn't work as a head coach. Close, but not there. Just go be the best flipping coordinator ever. I heard somebody mention, and I think it was during the last Chiefs game, like there ought to be coordinators ought to have a spot in the Hall of Fame. And I think that's true. I think you wouldn't get it in any other sport, right? Assistant coaches don't make it in all these things, but coordinators feel different than other sports. Like Andy Reid doesn't have anything to do with that defense for the Chiefs. That's all Spagnuolo's game. So why not take a coordinator? And I don't even know how you do it. Maybe it's an honorable mention, but you go back and look like Monty Kiffin for the Bucks. All those years, that was one of the best defenses in football. He ought to be in there. Dick LeBeau, all those defenses for this. He ought to be in there. Is Josh McDaniel going to be in there after what's happening right now with Drake May? Like some of these names that just like they're very good at that and they're just not good at head coach. It's an interesting idea, but maybe McDaniel can do that. He's not going to be the coach of the Dolphins for that much longer. I don't know if he makes it the rest of the year. I don't know, but he's not going to be the coach for very much longer. And then whoever inherits that job, it's an interesting job because you immediately walk into a Tua decision.
It's true. It'd be an interesting job to take. Everybody always talks about whenever you take a job, like what are you walking into? And like, like if you were a coach right now, like if you were Matt Nagy, we'll say Spags, like if you were Spags and the Titans called, they're like, hey, we got a spot for you. You think he'd take that?
No.
I don't think he would. No. It's all about situation.
Nagy might, but Spags wouldn't.
I think it's all about situation. And so I think that the Dolphins are a situation where it would be a team.
Do you believe in the quarterback is the first question we should ask about every job.
Exactly.
Do you believe in the quarterback? Or is it such a high-profile job, as in Aaron Glenn to the Jets, perhaps, like that you just take it anyway? But the first question you have to ask for any job is, do you believe in the quarterback? Because if you don't, you're going to fail. Like if you don't have your quarterback in this league, you're going to fail. You know, McDonald, the coach of Seattle, who nobody ever heard of before, I would imagine wasn't the top candidate on their list. But when they were uncertain at quarterback, it gave him an opportunity. And they've caught lightning in a bottle. Geno Smith ended up being pretty good. And Sam Darnold's been a gift to them. And now they found this good coach. So there's lots of different ways to it. But guys like that have been around a while that are in pretty good situations, I don't think anymore you leave those unless you're walking into a quarterback. If you're walking into a quarterback, that's fine. But if you're not, and I think the Dolphins are far from a sure thing on that, you aren't. But Thursday Night Football's in the book. In the books, the Ravens are back. Man, that is a really good team. And I don't know whether I believe in the defense yet based on what we saw yesterday, but man, I believe in that offense. And right behind the Chiefs to me is the Ravens as the two best offenses in football. And I think they're absolutely a Super Bowl contender obviously now if Lamar stays healthy. But what a return for Lamar Jackson. 4 touchdown passes in his return. Almost just to show us, right? Like, yeah, I got a bum hamstring, but I'm just going to throw for 4 touchdown passes. And it kind of looked like he was playing with his food a little bit last night at times, just kind of batting it around a little bit. Like, all right, let's go throw for a touchdown. Why not? Just because we can. And I mean that. Like, it looked like they were doing whatever they wanted in that game. TJ, did you see Scott Woodward, the LSU athletic director, is out? They agreed to part ways.
The program
announced Thursday night.
I did not see that.
They agreed to part ways. He wasn't fired. They agreed to part ways.
Well, good thing he wasn't fired.
I guess you know what the funniest part of this story is?
What?
That Scott Woodward has a buyout of $6.5 million. I mean, what are we doing here? LSU is going to pay almost $60 million to a couple of guys to not just to go away. Get out of here. Here's $60 million for your trouble. Why are we doing this? Like, this
chaos
is
situation.
Why? Because that's the same guys negotiating all these contracts. Who did he even have to negotiate the Scott Woodward buyout with? Himself? You know what? I'm going to give myself a $6.5 million buyout on this deal. So stupid. I'm sure he did a lot of great things at LSU.
He won national championships. It's kind of nuts. I saw Ryan Clark going crazy about this on First Take yesterday because he's an LSU guy. He's like, he hired a baseball coach that won a national championship last year. He hired Kim Mulkey, who won a national championship.
Yep, that's great. I'm happy for him. He also lit $50 million on fire.
I agree.
And there is not a person in this country outside of, I don't think, the college sports world that can just legitimately lose as much money as these places are in these buyouts. I mean, you are lighting it on fire and keep their job. Oh, hey, yeah. Mr. School President, I want to fire Brian Kelly. Here's the catch, though. It's going to cost us $50 million to do it. And then we're going to have to pay another guy to come in. And, you know, it's probably, you know, all said and told, it's going to be about $100 million decision here to do this. But, you'd be fired immediately. So, he's done a lot of great things. But let this be the cautionary tale to stop doing these stupid buyouts. It cost him his job. It cost him his job. And if a coach won't take the deal without a buyout,
hire a different coach, because guess what? You're firing that guy anyway.
Yeah. This got made its rounds yesterday. We talked about this in the crazy coach culture is about Matt Rhule. Matt Rhule gets a contract extension in Nebraska, and everybody's like, let's go. He's staying. He's not going to Penn State. We got Matt Rhule. He got an extension at Baylor and then left 4 months later to go coach the Panthers. So it's like, well, that you just got an extension. Now guess what? That buyout goes up.
It does. And again, they're holding him hostage. I don't understand. Just don't do it. If the guy wants to leave, because the buyouts get so crazy. Rick says we act like this doesn't happen with pro coaches and GMs. I mean, it kind of doesn't. Who's been fired in the NFL this year? I don't think they were staring at $50 million buyouts in their deals.
Not even that. It's a bigger deal that it's a college, because that's coming from college campus money.
Yes, they're publicly funded universities doing it too. That is a big part. And people will say, oh, well, that money's coming from somewhere else. It is, but that just means that person that's paying that money isn't paying it to the university. So it is coming from the university. And while none of us can afford a college education, I just can't stomach $50 million buyouts. Sorry. I have no sympathy for that. If pro teams wanted to do it, and I don't think that they do to that level, if they wanted to, fine. Like they're private companies that can do whatever the hell they want. He says they might have to pay the remainder of a contract. Yes, they signed a contract, though. I don't have a problem with that as much as just a buyout figure. Like, and even then, it's still like that's a private company. Jerry Jones can do whatever he wants with his money. It has no impact on anything. He's not running a public institution for it. So it isn't quite the same. And it's absurd. And the other thing about the NFL is, If you went to an NFL coach, I mean, there aren't very many times where you could say an NFL coach would say, oh, well, I want a buyout, whatever that would even look like in the NFL, because they'll just go on to the next guy. A lot of these owners be like, okay, no, like that's a stupid thing for me to do. Like you might get fired in a year or two. Like I'm not going to do that. But in college, it's got to be these agents. I don't know. And these agents, I think, represent a lot of pro guys too, but. Anyway, he loses his job because of a buyout. Woodward lost his job that he was, by a lot of accounts, really, really good at because of a buyout that he fired a coach for. If these coaches don't want to take the job without the buyout, let them go. Yep. Find your next coach that will.
Yeah, it's crazy to think about this, by the way. I'll circle it back to the story of last basketball season whenever everybody hated Jerome Tang and wanted to get him fired, and they couldn't do it because of the buyout. What do you think Jerome Tang's buyout was? Do you remember the number?
Before the extension?
No, after the extension.
$12
million? $5 million.
Yeah.
Compared to $54 million that Brian
Kelly. I forget what Greg Marshall's was, but the Shockers...
His was only like a couple million, I think.
No, it was big. It was big.
Was it?
Yeah. It was big. But his was an interesting situation because
seven.
You had the issues at hand at the moment, like the I guess we can call them accusations that were verified to us by players, but whatever. The interesting part of that one was you had that situation and they still bought it out, probably because you had accountability that went further in some ways. So that's not even a totally comparable. That wasn't a lack of performance decision, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Decision wise, it wasn't some lack of winning or something that spurred that on. Whereas Brian Kelly, just 10 wins.
Brian Kelly could have
kept
his job and it would have been fine.
It would have been fine, like at least through the end of the year. The craziness of it is to me, and like the buyouts, I get it, winning, they generate all the money. I don't disagree with all that stuff, but the reality is at LSU, you cannot give that kind of buyout if 10 wins a year isn't going to be enough, right? Like if Kansas gave Lance Leipold that kind of buyout, And I don't know that they're their best example of this. If K-State back in the day, here's a better example. If K-State back in the day would have given Bill Snyder that kind of buyout, it would have never mattered, right? It would have been irrelevant because you're not firing him. Yep. You've named the stadium after him while he's still coaching in it, right? You're not firing him. So it doesn't really matter at that point. That one is to protect you in a lot of ways. Like if he leaves, then he owes us some money, right? But they are not living in this fantasy land where 10 wins a year isn't going to be good enough.
Yeah.
So that's what makes it so crazy about this one to me is you walk into LSU. They just fired Ed Orgeron, right? Mm-hmm. He won a national championship 3 years ago. So you know making the hire what that standard is. And you're going to include a $50 million buyout when the standard is that? It's such an unrealistic standard. You've got to know. Like they're never going to live up to that.
I think that goes into, you know, the coaches as well, though. Like I know that you're saying if they've asked for a buyout, hire a different coach. But like at the end of the day,
well, on a new search now they would do that, right?
Extensions, yeah, but like I'm saying,
extensions are a little dicier. But yeah, like right now, when LSU goes to hire the coach, if that coach demands a $50 million buyout, go find the coach that doesn't. There's yeah, lots but
like
of them the
thing
there.
Is though, I mean, if you want. I don't know who a good example, like Lane Kiffin. If you want Lane Kiffin, who right now is the hottest coach in America and everybody wants him, you ask him to come to LSU and you fire him if he's got 10 wins, be like, yeah, I'd like a buyout, the big buyout too. Like, you guys are going to fire me if I don't win a national championship. Like, right. It's such a risky job to take.
So that's where the idea has been floated around by some of more incentive-based stuff. Like, you'll get, how about this? You get a $12 million bonus if you make the CFP.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we'll get to the same amount of money. We'll just make it incentive based. And then there's protection both directions, right? A little bit.
True.
Because if you're the school, you'll pay that right now. Here's a blank check for the value you would bring us if you have that kind of success. And if you're the coach, you know that, and you make the incentives crazier. It doesn't have to be CFP. Like, if you're Brian Kelly, you walk in and you say, 9-win season is worth $3 million. If I get to 9 wins, I'm making 3. And you escalate that so that there's your protection. I came in here and I won 9 and 10 games every year and you fired me. Well, you've made that money right on the other side. And that's where you're going to have to get creative and do something like that, because that contract structure would have allowed Brian Kelly to absorb all this extra money and LSU to fire him. And they can go do it again if they want to. But to give it on the front end like this, when you know that you're going to have to make a change if 9 and 10 wins aren't good enough, that is bad business. Like really, really bad business. It's $50 million.
I agree. That's what I'm saying. Like at some point you just have to lick your wounds a little bit, guys. Like you can't just, sometimes you just have to roll through the punches. And like, it's not like, and James Franklin's the same way. Like, it's crazy that those guys are getting fired.
Well, and you bring up Lane Kiffin. Like, if Lane Kiffin demands a $50 million buyout, like Lane Kiffin hasn't been more successful than Brian Kelly.
Yeah.
So why would
everybody
wants
him? I mean, he has literally.
I know everybody wants him because he's the shiny new toy, but that's what I'm saying. You just
move on to the next. He's got every ounce of leverage. He's got every ounce of leverage for every job.
Yeah, maybe if Nick Saban wants to come coach for a few years. Like, what are we doing
maybe if
here?
Bill Belichick wants to come back to college, we'll give him a nice buyout too.
Yeah, I bet they did.
They did.
Because he's not taking that job if they don't. It's crazy. Let's see. Oh, Lane Kiffin, again, we did this yesterday, has what was it? It was give or take one win.
I think it was the exact number actually.
Yeah. The exact 20, number
29 or something like that.
Yeah. And that's, who's going to come in and replace. Like, that's not even critical thinking skills. That's hiring the same thing.
Yeah.
Like you got go bold. And some of these smaller schools that give the buyout, they don't have to worry about it because their coaches are just going to leave them anyway. But I think the difference is like, you're protecting yourself in that sense, but your standard is different. Part of the biggest problem with LSU is their standard is so high. It's unreasonable to give that kind of buyout when your standard is that high. because almost nobody ever is going to live up to that standard. And if that's the standard of the SEC, like they cycled through coaches and just rotate them around like nobody's business. And they just rotate them around like it's the same group of people. And they just keep getting more and more and more and more money. And it's an agency thing. That's where the governor was correct. Like there's a reason the hottest name for every SEC job is another SEC coach that's probably represented by the same guy, because they're the ones saying this is the hottest name for the job. Critical thinkers go and find Tulane's coach to be the next coach of LSU.
If they hire the Tulane coach, people are going to lose their minds.
People will lose their minds for 5 minutes until he starts 5-0, and then they'll all say he's the best coach ever.
That's true.
People do that a lot. You just got fired. You just got fired anyway. Scott Woodward or whoever the replacement is, you just got fired anyway. So go make a bold move. Winning national championships in every other sport wasn't enough because you bought, you know, it's just, I don't know. Why would you go down that road again? And they will, make no mistake. They will. They'll go down that road again, and good luck. The governor yesterday, I don't know if you saw this doing his interview round, said they weren't going to make the BCS anyway this year.
Yeah. I don't think they are either.
They won't. They won't. And I feel bad for him. I say stuff like that all the time. All right, we'll come back. Hour number two means football picks. We'll do that. Having a little fun here on a Friday edition of Sports Daily. Don't go away.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call because real protection means showing up,
even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.